threaten everywhere in the world, basically.
A North Korean official said there would be no diplomacy until the country has proven its nuclear capabilities.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If Republicans and Democrats don't come to the bargaining table by the end of next week, the region could be looking at its first government shutdown in 4 years.
For more than 2 weeks, the federal government shut down in October of 2013. With so many federal workers here, it did impact the economy a bit. Regional economist Jeanette Chapman says existing home sales decreased because of a lack of confidence, but the D.C. area is resilient.
Mainly because the dollars ended up coming to the region.
And former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray says a shutdown should not impact district workers.
We have our own dollars that we raise. Those dollars are available to us, and we're going to keep on operating as we did in 2013.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,836, the NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, the Wizards win. Without John Wall, they beat the Timberwolves. Georgetown moves to 5-0 with a win over Maine, and Giants quarterback Eli Manning has been benched. WMAL News Time, 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is chock full of information.
It's Chris Plant.
This is a revelation.
9 to noon.
Thank God for that.
105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Potomac Petals and Plants has the perfect Hanukkah accessories for your family celebrations. Designer menorahs by Jonathan Adler and Mackenzie Childs, plus candles, dreidels, and more. Your one-stop Hanukkah shop is Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, just a terrible situation right now with the Beltway Interloop shut down on the American Legion Bridge. Tractor trailer, up to about 7 cars involved. And as you're coming out of Virginia, now I'm watching this closely as well. It looks like right now they're allowing the very far right shoulder to get by. Don't panic, everyone, and try to get in that right lane. Just take your time, because, again, it's only the right shoulder now, which is some good news, that they're allowing to get by. But you're seeing a lot of fire trucks, ambulance, and work crews at the scene. Big delays, obviously, with the Beltway shut down. As you come out of Tyson's, coming off of 66, the George Washington Parkway, no place to merge, so you're not moving. Outer Loop coming out of Maryland, out of Rockville, just bumper to bumper across the Legion Bridge. First, it was rubbernecking. And then we only had the right lane getting by. Cleanup from debris from the crash. But now all lanes are open on the outer loop of the Beltway. Ooh, that's a lot that we're dealing with on the Beltway. Heading through town, not so much. Getting across the 14th Street Bridge, 395, just about the volume, 295. Had the earlier accident southbound before you get to Benning Road. That has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing, unseasonably mild, but not a record. The record, 1905 at 73, so we're not even close to that. At 65 degrees of plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler by tomorrow, a few clouds and 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. On WMAL.
Right now it's 33 in Centerville, 40 in Kensington, 44 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants. The House is set to vote on mandatory sexual harassment sensitivity training. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. It's Wednesday already. Can you believe it? Joining us at 7:15, Sarah Westwood. She's the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. At 8:05, it's Juanita Broderick. You know that name. Yes, and we've got her. At 8:15, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr to join us on the upcoming net neutrality vote. Going to make us smarter about that. It's a very confusing topic. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, the news is flying fast and furious here. We're going to get to sharing with you some information about the excellent folks at the Fisher House here in a moment and how you can support their very, very worthy mission. But before we do, I want to mention now that the Today Show's Matt Lauer has been apparently terminated. That's not suspended. That is terminated by NBC News, according to a statement. Savannah Guthrie saying this morning on the Today Show. Andy Lack, who's a head guy over there at NBC, says this, that in a statement that there was a complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. Additionally, in that memo, he says, while it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he's been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Seeing some media reporters this morning, to include CNN's Brian Stelter, saying that rumors in the television news industry have been swirling for weeks, that there is a piece being worked up as we speak on Matt Lauer. So I guess that we have that to look forward to at some point. But recall, before we stray here, also that, remember, Matt Lauer had Bill O'Reilly come in to NBC to read him the Riot Act about sexual allegations in the workplace. And I'm sure you'll be hearing some of the playbacks of the interview there as he sort of held all of this over O'Reilly's head. Now it seems the tables may have turned in Lauer's case.
And I'm just going to say, now you know why I'm a big fan of karma. Big fan of karma. So we'll have more of that as we get the details for you. Want to tell you now about the 2017 WMAL Fisher House Radioathon. You know it. It is happening this Friday and Saturday, and it will conclude with our live broadcast from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City this Saturday afternoon. You, though, guess what? You can make your donation early. You can do it right now. You just log on to WMAL.com. There'll be a big banner right at the top there, and click on that. Here's more about the support Fisher House provides to America's wounded warriors and their families.
My name is Dale Beatty. These are my kids, Dustin, Lucas, and Sophia. You want to talk on the microphone, Sophia?
Mm-mm.
Come on.
No.
I'll get you candy.
Okay.
Then say, I love my daddy. I enlisted in the National Guard in 1996 in the state of North Carolina. And I joined a field artillery unit. I deployed to Iraq in February of 2004. Spent 10 months there. On November 15th, 2004, we were on a patrol and the vehicle we were in hit two anti-tank landmines, left me a double amputee below the knees. Spent a year in recovery at Walter Reed, and me and my family lived in the Fisher House the whole time.
Oh, candy now.
Say, I love my daddy.
I'm so sad.
All right, Dustin and Lucas, it's all on you boys.
Well, there were other kids there staying at the Fisher House. I played outside. I remember waking up in the morning and going down to the kitchen and eating cereal, playing with my friends. I think it was Lucas's birthday where we had a cake with strawberries, and it was a whipped cream as well.
Daddy, look, I'm three.
Well, if Fisher House hadn't have been there, I can only think that Belinda and the kids might have had to even go home, because there was no way we could afford to keep them in a hotel for an entire year, especially in Washington, D.C.
That was definitely a big issue for me, because I was going to be there and I wanted, you know, to be there for him the whole time.
No, can you give me candy?
We volunteered as soldiers and Marines, but our families were drafted into service. But they still serve so diligently and with so much honor that, you know, they should be getting the same awards we are.
Let's get those.
All right, then say, I love my daddy. Just don't know what we would have done without Fisher House being there for us when we needed it the most.
Skittles.
Just say, Daddy.
Daddy.
Louder.
Dad.
Thank goodness for the Fisher House. It provided a home away from home for me and my family.
No, wait, no.
We're not going right now. We have to work.
No, no, work.
Yes, work.
No.
Just 5 more minutes.
No.
Okay. Fisher House is a home away from home.
Because a family's love is good medicine.
I love my daddy.
That was one of the just gazillions of stories that come out of Fisher House. And Fisher Houses are located all over the country. And Vince and I were blessed with the opportunity to go to the Fisher House in Bethesda here and visit them. And I think that's what they said, 5 houses that they have there on campus. And it's really interesting because you have this huge military medical center. And then you have this complex of houses, 2 stories. You walk in, it has a nice entryway, and it's just like a house, except it houses multiple families in it. So when you walk in, you see the big staircase, which is really nice, but they also, of course, have an elevator for people who can't take the stairs. But they make it look as much like a regular home as they can. They have a dining room, but it has several tables in it. You could sit at a table for 2 or a larger table. They have a living room, beautiful kitchen, and people will cook together. And
yes,
they'll,
and the point of all this is like what are their options? So the other options are you go and the best available price would be like stay at the Navy Lodge, for instance, in Bethesda's case. You pay like $100 a night. Well, imagine if the procedure for your loved one stretches out to 6 months of time that they need to be in the hospital, or a year, or multiple years in some cases. What do you do? How do you afford that? And people even of decent means have trouble affording the expenses in order to stay with their loved ones, and that will lead sometimes the loved ones who are getting treatment to make decisions that are adverse to their health, and that's not a good thing. So what the Fisher House really does is not only provide comfort, but provide an ability for the person who needs to be healed get healed on the right schedule for them, and to also have their family members close by. It's so essential, and especially for the members of the military and the dependents who really see the benefits of these incredible Fisher Houses. My soul was touched by seeing what they provide for these families.
And no gift is too small. $10 will secure 1 day stay at Fisher House for a family. Just $10. So once again, you can help support the fine work of the Fisher House team. Join us for the WMAL Fisher House Radioathon. It's this Friday and Saturday. And you can get your contribution in early. Just log on to WMAL.com right now. Click on the red banner at the very top of our page. Help support America's Wounded Warriors and their families. Make your donation today at WMAL.com. Thank you.
More breaking news than we know what to do with coming up. Sarah Westwood joins us next at 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, tracking a tough morning this morning, Jamie.
Oh boy, yes. We have a huge mess on the Beltway, on the Inner Loop, on the American Legion Bridge. Now everyone had been stopped for about 30 minutes. The change is now 2 lanes get by on the American Legion Bridge Interloop. So this is for everybody coming out of Virginia. But as I track the backups out of Tyson's, as you approach 66 at a standstill, obviously with only 2 lanes filtering to the right, and it had been shut down for a while, you need to rethink or plan for plenty of time to get through or to avoid for a while. And then those feeder roads trying to get up onto the Beltway, they're jammed solid as well, such as the George Washington Parkway especially. There's no place to merge when the Beltway was shut down. Now, the outer loop coming out of Bethesda, after Connecticut Avenue, that's where your delays begin to cross the Legion Bridge and out of Germantown and Rockville on 270. Had a couple lanes blocked on the outer loop with response there, but now they've reopened that stretch. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hang on out of Greenbelt. We have an issue as well inside the Beltway for the crash before you get to 410. So BW Parkway delays are coming south of 197. That's where you need to really watch and keep a close eye on that Beltway at the Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, sunny today, a high around 65 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 55. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 43 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, we're going to be speaking with Sarah Westwood in a moment here. I'd like to play Cut 16 here. This is Matt Lauer speaking with Bill O'Reilly recently. Bill O'Reilly coming out with his new book, and Matt had this to say to him. Listen to this exchange. Matt Lauer, now terminated by NBC News this morning for sexual misconduct. Listen to this conversation.
So doesn't it seem safe to assume that the people at Fox News were given a piece of information or given some evidence that simply made it impossible for you to stay on at Fox News?
I that's a false assumption. There were a lot of other business things in play at that time and still today that 21st Century was involved with. And it was a business decision that they made. But there isn't any
But you don't let your number one guy go unless you have information that you think makes him...
That's not true. There are billions of dollars at stake.
You don't let your number one guy go unless you have information to suggest it's real. Matt Lauer, just experiencing that. We go now to Sarah Westwood. She's a White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, joining us this morning. Sarah, thank you for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning, a busy news morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. You know, the President of the United States, in the minute you've been waiting on hold here, has tweeted, "Wow, Matt Lauer just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past." This has become something of a theme. It's always been a theme for the president, but in the last 48 hours especially, he's really gone toe-to-toe with some of the news networks that he thinks treat him unfairly.
Absolutely. We saw that start over the Thanksgiving break. He tweeted dozens of times, and I think my colleague tallied up about 8 of them were targeted at the media. Obviously, CNN is one of his favorite targets. He's gone after CNN hard enough that the news network is actually boycotting the White House Christmas party on Friday, which caused a bit of a stir last night when they unveiled that. Now he's going after NBC. He suggested this week that the main news networks and CNN minus Fox should compete for which is the most dishonest for some kind of fake news award. So certainly something about the coverage right now is agitating him. Perhaps he had some downtime at Mar-a-Lago to watch cable news and realize that the coverage is still right. Overwhelmingly negative.
Somebody should tell him the Media Research Center already does the dishonor awards every year, so that it kind of exists. So when it comes to his battles with the media, and you said CNN is skipping the White House Christmas party this week, are there any quests for solidarity for White House reporters like yourself to drop out of the party because CNN's not going?
You know, it's interesting. Politico actually sent around a survey to reporters asking if they plan to attend, if they were invited, if they plan to bring their children, if President Trump offers, like previous presidents have done in previous years, to take pictures with guests if you'll allow your children to be photographed with the president. So it was sort of interesting to see that those were thoughts that were even crossing people's minds, that perhaps they were going to boycott the Christmas party. And there was actually a question in this survey asking reporters how they felt about the party's billing being changed from a holiday reception to a Christmas reception. Obviously, that's something President Trump talked about a lot on the campaign trail.
Oh, boy.
Freeing people to say Merry Christmas again. And so that is potentially a flashpoint in the controversy.
Let me tell you, I cannot wait to see the poll answers on those questions from the reporters. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, Sarah, I wanted to talk to you about Chuck and Nancy yesterday being no-shows. They had a meeting with the president. They chose not to show. The president chose to make that into a photo op. Chuck Schumer then had this to say afterwards.
If the president, who already earlier this year said, quote, our country needs a good shutdown, if the president isn't interested in addressing the difficult year agenda and wants to make the government shut down, we'll work with those Republicans who are interested in funding the government, as we did in April.
Is this a big mistake on their part? Because President Trump has a beautiful photo op with two empty seats.
It did. Those seats did seem strategically arranged to highlight their absence. Can I just say I love that Trump has made it okay for us to call them Chuck and Nancy like they're our old neighbors.
I think
that's great. But certainly it's almost in the Democrats' interest to force a shutdown because they know that with Republicans being the party in power, they'll likely get blamed for a government shutdown, regardless of whether it's their obstructionism that causes the shutdown. They know that they would be able to campaign on Republicans' inability to keep the government open if the shutdown did occur. So Democrats are in no hurry to strike a deal that appeases Republicans. In fact, they recognize that they have the leverage. They don't even need to show up to the meeting. And it really boils down to whether Democratic leadership is going to push for to be folded. That could throw sand in the gears here.
Sarah, you're kind of breaking up there, so if you could maybe go stand near a window, that would be fantastic.
It's kind of incredible to watch as they roll out going to the White House. I think as they get into this budget deal, it seems like the White House is basically making the call, look, this is about defense spending. North Korea just launched a missile into the air. Let's not mess around with the budget. We need to fund our military. Is that going to be the White House play here?
That seems to be where they're going. It's true that Republicans in the House were also independently pushing to raise defense spending caps before the North Korea missile was launched. Now, clearly, they have the real-world example they need to bring to the table and say, look, there's a practical application for raising these defense spending caps. There are Republicans, though, who are saying Democrats have been avoiding even sitting down for meetings on the congressional side about the defense spending caps, and obviously they didn't want to sit down with the president yesterday. So getting Democrats to the table might be difficult here just because Democrats know they have the upper hand right now.
Yep, and they're moving quickly into election mode here as we go into 2018. Sarah Westwood, thank you very much, as always, for getting us up to
speed.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
724 now, WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. It's going out to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have things improved at all on the American Legion Bridge?
Well, as far as what gets by, yes. But as the cleanup continues, Vince, and the blockage of some of these lanes, it is a mess at the Beltway crossing the Legion Bridge each direction. So I just want all the commuters to know, if you head through that area coming up Tyson's, delays on the Interloop begin before 66. Here's the update. On the American Legion Bridge, Interloop side out of Virginia, it's now the far right side. Looks like they're allowing two right lanes to get by the scene of this crash. Cleanup, multiple cars, tractor trailer involved, so a lot of cleanup. And then everybody trying to get up onto the Beltway, just jammed solid. In fact, taking a look at some of these cameras, commuters just sitting, trying to merge onto the Capitol Beltway, so be prepared for that. Now, on the outer loop, you're thinking, huh, what's happening? Your lanes are open now on the outer loop, but jam coming out of almost back to Gaithersburg on 270 and almost connecting with the delays out of College Park on that Beltway stretch as well. So that's a huge deal. On the Fairfax County Parkway in Newington, let's go elsewhere, southbound 286 at 95, that crash gone. Yes, there's some volume, but you're starting to move again through that area. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. And boy, do we need that. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast. A few clouds around, otherwise clear through the morning and mostly sunny and warm again this afternoon. A light west breeze, 65. Some clouds tonight, 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Sunshine mid-50s on Friday. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajikon, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 43 degrees, 727 on WMAL. All right, you've heard a little bit about this now. I want to quickly give you the rundown. The President of the United States... basically started going after CNN over the weekend, especially CNN International, routinely calling them fake news. And what we were left with is what we were talking about with Sarah Westwood, is that now CNN is saying that they're being threatened internationally here. And also that basically now they've got this situation where they don't want to attend the White House Christmas party. So that's not happening this week. So they're battling with CNN over all of the with the Trump White House.
I say you and I launch an on-air campaign, totally shameless here, of saying that, you know, yeah, we'll take those tickets, CNN. We'll go. Right, Vince? I'll go. Yeah, you could be my plus one, because I have no pride, and I absolutely will campaign for a ticket to the White House Christmas
party. There's no Christmas party quite like one that includes Vince and Mary. But
right, exactly.
You know, so, you know, play your cards right. You could have a great Christmas party. 728 here on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform. Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Okay, we're going to give you the latest on this breaking news now out of NBC. Matt Lauer being terminated this morning. We'll give you the rundown as soon as we return. 7:30, though. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. And yes, we will have the latest on Matt Lauer coming up. But first, major problems at the American Legion Bridge this morning. A crash involving several cars and a tractor trailer. Let's get the latest from WMAL's Jamie Witten.
Well, they've released some of the lane's traffic now, John, but it had been shut down for a while. Out of Virginia, Interloop, you now have 3 lanes getting by the scene of the crash. Huge backups, outer loop major delays, and I'll have more on that coming up in traffic.
A bombshell at the top of the Today Show this morning from co-host Savannah Guthrie.
This is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment.
Lauer had been with the Today Show since 1992. Guthrie told viewers she herself had just learned of the news moments before going on the air. Members of Congress and their staff are going to be spending time receiving sexual harassment sensitivity training. The House votes today on a resolution to require the training amid a flood of new accusations from staffers. This happening as calls increase for the resignation of Michigan Congressman John Conyers after he was accused of making unwanted advances. Conyers missed floor votes last night and was seen boarding a flight to Detroit. Traffic will be a major issue this afternoon for anyone traveling through the Baltimore area. The funeral procession for Police Detective Sean Suter, who was murdered 2 weeks ago, will be shutting down portions of I-95 as well as the Baltimore Beltway for at least an hour sometime after 1 p.m. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 23,836, the NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, brought to you by Duluth Trading Company, the Wizards win without John Wall. They beat the Timberwolves. Georgetown remains undefeated with a win over Maine. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
'Tis the season to steer your sleigh to the Duluth Trading Store and give the gift of ouchless crouching ballroom jeans, crack-covering long-tail tees, and buck-naked underwear that feels like it's not even there. Duluth Trading in Manassas off I-66 near the Battlefield exit.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? This weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Update on the American Legion Bridge. Again, all traffic is stopped on the American Legion Bridge inner loop out of Virginia. Had the tractor trailer, multiple cars involved in the crash. Now, they were allowing three right lanes to get by, and they will here momentarily. But it looks like the crews, VDOT trucks, pushing one of the vehicles involved off of the beltway. They're trying to get it over to the shoulder, so they need to stop everybody for everyone's safety through that stretch. They're not speeding around all that cleanup situation. On the outer loop, heading out of Maryland, had the left side blocked. We had some debris from the Jersey wall that was struck. That's been now cleared and removed. All the outer loop lanes have been reopened. So a little bit better news on that outer loop side. However, this is going to be with us through the rest of the rush hour, guaranteed, because now, not only through Bethesda, but we've linked up delays out of College Park. So our normal backups from 95 to George Avenue extend to the American Legion Bridge. This is huge. So if you can, you need extra time, you need to avoid out of Gaithersburg. That's where the 270 backups begin. Everybody trying to get up onto the Beltway, jammed out of Virginia, out of Annandale for the solid lineup. And let me give you one more update here on the bridge, see if they've released any of that traffic coming out of Virginia. Yep, they're allowing those three right lanes to get by again as they just pushed one of the vehicles off of the beltway. Elsewhere, we have a couple broken downs. Just a quick note here, Baltimore-Washington Parkway out of Greenbelt jammed to 410. Outer Loop at Telegraph Road, there was a broken down. And as we head DC 295 south near Benning Road, and that stretch two earlier incidents now gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast, a few clouds around, otherwise clear through the morning and mostly sunny and warm again this afternoon. A light west breeze, 65. Some clouds tonight, 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Sunshine mid-50s on Friday. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajikon, WMAL.
Right now it's 26 in Haymarket, 32 in Fort Washington, 43 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
And good morning, happy Wednesday. Joining us at 8:05 will be Juanita Broderick. Yes, Juanita Broderick. She is coming to Washington to speak out against how the media is willfully ignoring some victims of sexual harassment, and she wants predators like Franken and Conyers out of here. So she will be joining us. And at 8:15, we'll be joined by FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr to discuss the upcoming net neutrality vote. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
All right, well, let's give you the latest here on what's going on with the Today Show's Matt Lauer. NBC News Chairman Andy Lack released a statement this morning. Matt Lauer, if you haven't heard by now or heard it just now on WMAL News, he's been terminated by NBC. And when you know, it's funny, on Thanksgiving Day, you know, like a lot of people, flipped on TV to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And, you know, you, Mary, or you've pointed out, Christmas does not start until Santa Claus arrives at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's right.
Exactly.
So you had Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie preparing you specifically for that moment. They kept saying, Mary Walter, get ready throughout the show.
I watched the entire thing.
And that appears that it's going to be his last Thanksgiving Day parade because he's been terminated now by NBC News. And here's what NBC News Chairman Andy Lack is saying about this. He said, "Dear colleagues, on Monday night we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we've decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he's been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may have not been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We're deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it as transparent a manner as we can. To that end, Noah and I will be meeting with as many of you as possible throughout the day today to answer your questions." So that's the NBC News executives announcing this to their colleagues, saying it's over for Matt Lauer.
This had to be pretty cut and dry because he's so high profile, and they didn't suspend him. As you noted, they fired him, gone, terminated. So again, this had to be pretty egregious, and I'm sure as details come out, it's going to be one of those things where, like, yeah, she probably presented some kind of evidence here. This is my case.
Right.
This is what I have. And they looked at it and said, call HR.
Well, it's not just that. I think if CNN's Brian Stelter is to be believed, he said something to the effect of there was a rumor inside the industry, the television industry, that a news report is set to come out about Lauer here at some point. NBC probably trying to preempt that by going ahead and terminating him. And as far as the media rumor mill is concerned, Lauer's name has popped up over the years in this way, through both tabloid reporting and inside random newsrooms, to use the Brian Stelter standard for evidence, which is that people in newsrooms have been talking about Matt Lauer, and this pops up. Here's Savannah Guthrie reacting to this morning on NBC's Today Show.
"This is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment."
All right, that's Savannah. And just, again, reading the statement this morning. But I mentioned before, and I would like to replay it for you if I could, this conversation that Matt Lauer had with Bill O'Reilly recently. Because Lauer sits O'Reilly down. O'Reilly comes out with a new book. He did his book tour. We talked to O'Reilly on this show. And he also sat down with Matt Lauer, by the way, after he spoke to us. Duh. And when O'Reilly sits down with him, he cross-examines O'Reilly about his time at Fox News and the fact that he had to leave because of the sexual misconduct allegations against him. Listen to this.
So doesn't it seem safe to assume that the people at Fox News were given a piece of information or given some evidence that simply made it impossible for you to stay on at Fox News?
That's a false assumption. There were a lot of other business things in play at that time and still today that 21st Century was involved with. And it was a business decision that they made. But there isn't any
But you don't let your number one
like
guy go unless you have information that you think makes him...
That's not true. There are billions of dollars at stake.
You don't let your number one guy go unless you think you have information that makes him... I think the word he was looking for was guilty. And Matt Lauer, number one guy at NBC News, just got the kibosh.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for men in general because this... unfortunately paints you all with a brush of suspicion, and I think that's so awful. It really is just not a good situation for us to be
in. A lot of major media figures getting hit by this. Lauer, the latest one. We'll keep you updated as we find out more. 7:43 here on WMAL.
You've heard about the deep discounts from Long Fence, but now you can really score big with the lowest prices of the year. All fences, decks, and pavers are now even more affordable. Visit longfence.com today.
You know, there's a reason year after year local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. You know, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to genuine results for his clients. Consider this story. Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get their job done. So true to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over asking price. That's a real offer, ladies and gentlemen. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank's been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say this. I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free, or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A mess. We have a mess on the Beltway, Vince. We have the American Legion Bridge. Again, all lanes shut down on the inner loop side coming out of Virginia. The reason why they keep holding up traffic, 7 cars were involved, tractor trailer. So a lot of it cleanup is continuing. Looks like they're pushing the last 2 of the vehicles out of the travel lanes, and they're trying to get it over them over to the shoulder. So hoping here, as soon as they get those cars out of the lanes, that they'll reopen all the traffic on the Legion Bridge. That's on the inner loop side. Right now, you're hung up. On the outer loop, all lanes open, but major delays, and this is going to be like this for the entire rush hour because we've now linked up out of College Park to the Legion Bridge. Yes, that entire trip. Also, almost south of Clarksburg, so through Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, and again onto the Beltway to rubberneck at all the activity and all the arteries and the feeder roads heading up to the Beltway. You also feel the impact as well. Delays coming out of Annandale. Now, elsewhere, we have some problems here. Let's get through Alexandria. Telegraph Road, you're under police direction. As you come off of the Beltway, that's where I see delays, but it goes the whole way up to the exit for Duke Street, where you have the scene of the crash on the outer loop of the Beltway, trying to get past Telegraph Road. It was a broken down car. Looks like that's been cleared, but very slow as you leave 95 and coming out of the Springfield area. And for the update on the American Legion Bridge, looks like they still have, they're now releasing traffic. Four lanes get by. The far left lane remains closed. So that's major improvement. But again, the delay is sure to be with us for quite a while. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good run of weather continuing. High pressure slides east, still mild today. Front through a little bit cooler by tomorrow. A few clouds, otherwise clear this morning. Mostly sunny, 65 this afternoon. Tonight, 40, a little bit colder outside the Beltway. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Friday, more sunshine in the mid-50s. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
All right, currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
One more thing as we continue to keep an eye on this Matt Lauer NBC News story.
It's happening very quickly. A lot of different things coming up very quickly.
Yeah, I want to point out that NBC News is the very place where they tried to take a pillow and smother this cultural moment. Remember, Ronan Farrow attempted to put the Harvey Weinstein story out, excuse me, on NBC's airwaves. And NBC stopped him.
That's right.
Because of their relationship with Harvey Weinstein. They stopped him. They made out the case that he didn't have enough reporting. Well, he took that very excellent reporting elsewhere and got it published. And as a result, we are in this cultural moment now where all of these men are being taken down because of their sexual misconduct or alleged sexual misconduct. And this is the very moment that NBC tried to prevent from starting by preventing the Harvey Weinstein story, which eventually obviously came out. And now it's consumed one of their own. They've now lost Matt Lauer.
Yeah, and Hoda Kotb was on discussing this, and she said that they received a memo from management that said that Monday night. So they received the memo last night telling them that Matt had been let go. The memo, according to Hoda, said that Monday night management received a detailed complaint from a woman who works somewhere on the Today Show in that area. So this had to be something, if it was detailed, there had to be something irrefutable in that for 24 hours later for them to put out that memo.
Just one last item on this, and of course we'll talk about it more. And Juanita Broderick is coming up soon. I'm sure she's going to be interested in this and a lot of other things. You're going to want to hear what she's up to today. But, you know, are we to believe that NBC News executives had never heard a complaint about a guy who they just got the most credible complaint they've ever gotten ever on and just terminated him in a half second? One of the feature banner marquee players at their network, they just fired him in a half second and they had never once heard one of these rumors? Nonsense.
It's not going away, people. 750 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-519-6164. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:53 now, time to check in on how your money's doing. Let's head over to the CNBC News Desk.
Hey there, Vince. Good morning. Well, the major indexes are coming off of record highs. Wall Street is poised to open higher this morning. And as you guys have been speaking about, today's show anchor Matt Lauer has been fired after 20 years with the show for inappropriate workplace behavior. Shares of parent company Comcast are slightly lower in pre-market trading. Tiffany is out with sparkly quarterly earnings this morning on strong demand for solitaire jewelry. The economy is good and people are buying engagement rings. Shares of are a 0.5% higher in pre-market. Apple is rushing to fix a major password glitch in its new operating system. Basically, you don't need a password at all. You can just get in. Apple has a workaround for worried users on its website. And the LA Auto Show opens today. Sports car fans can see the new Corvette ZR1 supercar. It will start at $120,000. Meantime, a new Jeep Wrangler will be unveiled. Sort of the same looking, but with new stuff under the hood, including a hybrid engine option. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitman at Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Well, all lanes, and yes, we have some relief on the American Legion Bridge, have been reopened, but we have major tie-ups here, and it will be quite intense here, both loops of the Beltway. So everything open on the Legion Bridge. What remains, the activity on the shoulder as you come from Virginia into Maryland. The delays coming out of Springfield, all the feeder roads trying to get up onto the Beltway just at a crawl. Same story with the outer loop as you come from College Park. That's where our backups begin now, and almost back out of Clarksburg on 270 to join on through to the Beltway. So really need to plan for the extra time and the frustration for sure to get you through there, but just so you're prepared. Also, you're going to see some backups where you normally don't see on 123. I'm seeing a lot of volume with the bailout through McLean. No problems to report right now. Cross the bridges into town over the 14th Street Bridge, over the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge looking good. Oh, over the 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel incident was reported. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warmth, but not record warmth. Have to get into the 70s, make it 73 to be a record. So it's been a lot warmer. Lots of sunshine today, 65, near 55 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 43 degrees, 757 on WMAL.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's just lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting wmal.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
All right, here's what's coming up on a busy Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, we're really excited. Juanita Broderick will be joining us. She is in Washington, D.C. To talk about all this sexual harassment that's going on, so she will be with us.
She got a big statement to make today. We'll get it first from her. And then also we'll talk to Brendan Carr about net neutrality. If you're following this net neutrality debate, you're wanting to listen to Brendan's take on it. Coming up at 8:15, that's all ahead. 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. Your gridlock on the Beltway this morning comes courtesy of a major crash on the American Legion Bridge. WMAL's Jamie Witten joins us live to tell us what happened.
Well, it was just before 6:30 this morning, John. We had a tractor trailer and seven cars tangle up on the American Legion Bridge. It was a major mess. Also, there was damage to the Jersey Wall, so an extensive cleanup had to be underway. They have just released all traffic about 10 minutes ago, but we have massive delays, an unusual bad morning on the Beltway, and I'll have more coming up in traffic.
NBC's Today Show opened with a bombshell this morning. Co-host Savannah Guthrie read a statement from NBC Chairman Andrew Lack announcing the termination of longtime host Matt Lauer following a detailed sexual harassment complaint from one of Lauer's co-workers. After reading the statement, Guthrie was visibly shaken.
We just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated and we are still processing all of this. And I will tell you right now, we do not know more than what I just shared with you. But we will be covering this story as reporters, as journalists. I'm sure we will be learning more details in the hours and days to come.
Lauer had been on the Today Show since 1992. The news prompted a swift Twitter response from President Trump, who wrote, "Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news?" A group of Chinese investors is suing Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe along with Hillary Clinton's brother, Anthony Rodham, saying they got scammed by investing in a company the two founded a decade ago.
The 32 Chinese investors sank $500,000 each into Terry McAuliffe's electric car company, GreenTech, on the promise of getting green cards and getting their money back.
Neither one of those things came remotely to pass.
Attorney Scott Abele says McAuliffe and Anthony Rodham were the faces of the company, promising their close government ties would expedite the process.
One misrepresentation after another.
Now those investors are asking for their money back, $17 million in total. A McAuliffe spokesman says the suit has no merit and claims the suit was brought by a conservative lawyer. Abele says he's not political.
It's just a misdirection.